From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Demonstrations inspired by the Occupy Wall Street protests have been held in hundreds of cities over the weekend all around the world. At the park in New York, that's the epicenter of the movement, protesters chanted to express their anger over the global financial system and corporate greed. Jason Amati, who helps handle finances for Occupy Wall Street, says the protest has already raised about $250,000.
We're trying to use it to support the movement, and that's what we feel it's been donated to us for, and to continue to build and thrive this movement.
In Greece, strikes by public sector workers have widened today, and Joanna Kakissis in Athens reports a general strike is scheduled later in the week to protest new austerity measures being required for the country to qualify for new bailout loans.
The latest standoff is between Athens Mayor George Kaminis and sanitation workers, who have been on strike for days. There are tons of garbage piled up in the city. Rainstorms have washed the trash onto streets, and Athenians are closing their windows to keep out the stench. Greece is expected to halt to a standstill during a two-day general strike on Wednesday and Thursday. That's when Parliament is expected to vote on the new austerity measures, which include a new property tax and changes to the minimum wage. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
Pressure, Lord.
Aretha Franklin singing at the ceremony to dedicate the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial in Washington. President Obama noted the ceremony was delayed for 7 weeks.
An earthquake and a hurricane may have delayed this day, but this is a day that would not be denied. For this day, we celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s return to the National Mall.
Tens of thousands of people attended the ceremony. Israel and the Hamas movement are making final preparations for tomorrow's planned prisoner exchange. Linda Gradstein reports Israel's Supreme Court will be hearing petitions against the deal before the exchange occurs.
The Supreme Court will hear four petitions filed by groups representing families of Israelis killed in Palestinian attacks who oppose the deal. The parents of the Israeli soldier who is set to be freed tomorrow after more than 5 years in exchange for more than 1,000 Palestinian prisoners urged the court to reject the petitions quickly. They said that any hitch at this time could derail the delicate deal. Hamas is set to hand over the soldier Gilad Shalit to Egypt tomorrow, and Israel will free more than 450 prisoners. Israel will release an additional 550 at a later stage. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
This is NPR News. The racing world is paying tribute to two-time Indianapolis 500 winner Dan Weldon, who was killed Sunday when his car was involved in a fiery 15-car pileup at an end-of-season race at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. After the race was called off, drivers joined in a five-lap salute in honor of the 33-year-old Weldon. Driver Tony Kanaan wept openly on hearing the news and said the death of his friend is hard to fathom.
I know this is a dangerous sport. I know we're exposed to that every day in a normal life as well, but, you know, you don't think about it. And today we have to think about it. I lost one of my best friends.
Weldon leaves behind a wife and two young children. The World Series matchup is set. It will be the St. Louis Cardinals facing the Texas Rangers. The Cards down the Milwaukee Brewers in Milwaukee to win the National League pennant. NPR's Tom Goldman reports Game 1 of the series will be Wednesday night in St. Louis.
It was like a home run derby last night. Three home runs from each team, and the first one did the most damage. St. Louis third baseman David Freese crushed a three-run homer in the top of the first inning, sucking the life out of Miller Park. The Brewers closed the gap to one run in the second inning, but from there, the Cardinals steadily pulled away. Freese was named the National League Championship Series Most Valuable Player, although he credited the St. Louis bullpen for the 4-2 series win against Milwaukee. Once again last night, Cardinals relief pitchers shut down the Brewers' offense. Milwaukee star sluggers Prince Fielder and Ryan Braun were hitless in 8 at-bats. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.